Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today, I'm speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
This week, you reported on how Democrats are upset with the governor's office because they say it's withholding information on cuts in funding to local school districts. The governor says it's available. So what's the story here?
Well, it is available, and you can find a lot of the information that the Democrats want. The problem is that it's not available in one concise source like they want it, the format that they want it. So they want spreadsheets that show totals of where the money's been, where it's going, how much everyone's getting, the different school districts, that sort of thing. And when you start looking at the budget, you realize that where schools are concerned, there are a lot of different variables. The governor has made it so that the phase out is shorter for those school districts that got kilowatt hours taxes. You've also got this loss of federal stimulus dollars. It's yet another effect. You've got overall foundation funding formula that affects how much a school district gets. And there are a bunch of other things. So if you go through and find every single variable and put it together, you theoretically you can find that form that they're looking for. It's very complicated to do that. So even a lot of journalists have had problems trying to get the information that the Democrats are seeking in the format that they are seeking it.
So is that the responsibility of the governor's office to make this information the way that the Democrats want it?
Well, it's the responsibility of the governor's office to make the information available. There's no law that says that it needs to be furnished in one format over another. But, you know, the Democrats are saying, hey, we don't have the information we need. It's not in a way that we can understand it or we could put it together. And so, therefore, we can't vote on something that we don't know about, you know, we don't have the information about. So it would behoove the governor's office to try to work with them and see if they can come with some up to some agreement so that the Democrats can get the information they want, because otherwise, I mean, how are they going to vote on the budget? That's another question that's raised there. So the answer is, in short, no, it's not the governor's office responsibility to do that. But if the Democrats are going to vote on it, they need to get the information somehow.
And what is the governor saying about all this?
Well, the governor's spokesman is telling me that they have given the Democrats the information that they've requested, at least the information that they have available. And that's the key. What information is available? What format is that information in? And the way that that's worked, they have given them the information. But, you know, the Democrats are very upset because they're saying this is not helpful. This is not, you know, they want what Innovation Ohio, for example, has come out with their tables of what school districts are going to get and where the cuts are and those sorts of things. That's the kind of information that the Democrats would like to have from the governor's office or from a state agency, and they're not getting that.
Kasich has come out saying that local school districts may be adding levies to make up for budget cuts, and he's saying that's not necessary. How are advocates for local schools responding to that?
I asked the governor about that. I said, you know, is he asking people to vote no? And he says, no, I never tell anyone to vote against a levy. But he says, what I'm telling people is that we have given these school districts a lot of tools to be able to deal with their costs. When he says that, what he means is we've given them Senate Bill 5, where they, you know, can get more money out of employees for health insurance and get more leverage in negotiations, that the governor has released some regulations so that school districts can actually cost share on some things, busing, for example, if they wanted to do that. Some of the other things that they can do to save money, you know, they can actually go in and reduce or consolidate services. And so the governor's saying, you know what, we're giving you a bunch of tools here. If you just use them, you shouldn't need a tax increase. But what the school districts are saying is some of them say they need a tax increase as well before this ever came down the pike. But now they're saying that they're getting cut so much that they, even if, and some of them say, you know, we are sharing services. We are doing a lot of this, these things that you're telling us to do, Governor, but we're still not making up the difference. So it depends on who you're talking to as to whether there's a problem here.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.